Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a whole new season of All the World's a Stage, a podcast.
There's a new season? So we have 5 now?
No, Robin, this is season 2.
Funny. I thought the seasons were spring, summer, fall, and winter.
All the World's a Stage, a podcast following the madcap adventures of the Mad Mechanicals as they travel the world looking for their next paycheck, otherwise known as a gig. Today, we find the troupe resting at their home in London.
It's been a while since we had a gig. I wonder what Thomas has been up to.
About 5 feet 6 inches.
That's not what I meant, and you know it.
You're right, though, Nick. It seems like he's not been doing his job.
Speaking of jobs, what is yours? I mean, we know Thomas books the gigs, I pull the cart. What do you two do?
Robin and I bring our good looks to every show.
And I handle the taxes.
I handle the luxury tax.
And I give Thomas heart attacks. I keep medicine in business.
Well, that explains a lot.
Good afternoon. I hope you're all ready for our staff meeting.
Staff meeting?
Oh, yeah.
We shall have a staff meeting next Tuesday in the dressing room. Please be prepared to...
Yes. That staff meeting.
We are going to meet a stick?
I am ignoring you for the rest of the day, Robin. We will be having a guest this afternoon.
I'll get excited, but every time I do that, you bring in some schlub who isn't worth the makeup.
Oh, Snuggly, I think you'll like this one.
Try me.
The bard himself will be paying us a visit.
William Shakespeare? The William Shakespeare? Are you sure it's not his impersonator? Or his twin, like Gallagher 2? Eddie De Vere?
I am completely sure, Nick. The real master William Shakespeare is stopping by.
Really? Willie!
Shakespeare. Shakespeare has taken a day from his many business ventures to visit us.
Yep.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
She has a point, Thomas.
No, that's Rick.
Shut up, Robin. I don't see a point.
When was the last time he paid us a visit?
And didn't want something from us.
Well...
That's a deep subject.
Look, I don't know why he chose now to visit us. I just know that he is.
Willie! How nice of you to visit.
William, it's been ages. How's the family?
Willie, look what I can do. What's wrong? Cat got your tongue?
Alas. And alack. And a bunch of other stuff. It appears that Willie has lost his voice.
Well, that should keep her busy for a while.
So, no voice, William? No way to say, well, say anything? Huh.
Nick? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Probably not, Thomas. I don't think you daydream about fairies as often as Nick does.
No. Hey, Willie. If you agree to pay us our back wages, say nothing. Aha!
We're getting paid.
Welcome to our rehearsal space, Willie. Ignore the dust.
We're too busy rehearsing to spend much time cleaning.
Don't roll your eyes, Willie. You don't want your face to freeze like that.
Might be an improvement.
We were planning on rehearsing Henry V.
Just because Willie has a frog in his throat doesn't mean we need to talk about the French.
Hey... As Nick has been working on that beautiful speech he wrote...
He has?
I have?
We have!
What? Yes. I heard him rehearsing a grand, pompous speech the other day. I assumed he was working on the scripts I handed out at our last meeting.
Oh, yeah, right. The other day. When I was definitely not giving myself a pep talk. I was definitely rehearsing the beautiful, eloquent, passionate, moving... Powerful.
You weren't rehearsing at all.
Yes, I was.
Well, if you were, it certainly wasn't anything Willie wrote.
Huh?
Well, when was the last time you used any one of those words to describe one of Willie's plays? You just used them all in one sentence.
Everyone gets one good work?
Aha. Uh-huh. hate to ask this, but why would you choose to have us work on a show we have never even rehearsed once before?
Oh, stolen the script for yet?
I thought maybe Willie would like to participate in our rehearsal. I've heard rumor that he's performed a bit himself.
Robin, dear, Willie doesn't have a voice. How will he be able to perform Merry Wives of Windsor with us?
He could be Sir John Falstaff.
Why would we cast Willie as Falstaff?
He could be a Silent Knight.
I dream about Silent Knights. Nights where you, not Falstaff, are not speaking.
Me too.
Oh! Maybe he would rather us practice Richard the Third.
Wherefore?
Because there's a little horse in that one.
I'd give my kingdom to have not heard that joke.
What would you like to see us perform, Willie? Willie, why are you backing out of the room?
I do not see a bear.
What?
Shouldn't one exit pursued by a bear?
Or at least riding a hobby horse.
Well, all's well that ends well. There goes Willie.
Aw, we never even got to offer to perform the scene with the pony in Midsummer Night's Dream.
There's no pony in that play.
There will be once I'm done with the bridle I'm making for you.
Hail and well met, gentle listeners. Please be gentle. Remember with whom I work. Anyway, speaking of work, this podcast takes a lot of it, from the voices you hear as well as the hands you don't. If you are enjoying this series and have a few dollars to spend on your entertainment, we would really appreciate it if you headed over to patreon.com and signed up to sponsor our show. And if you don't have a few dollars, maybe you have a few minutes. Write a review on iTunes or Podomatic. Paste a link to our show on your favorite social media site. Brag to your friends about this really awesome show you're listening to and they're missing out on. And maybe you're lucky enough to have time and money. Please do all of the things.
I never thought it would happen.
What's that?
Robin finally had a good idea.
Really?
Uh-huh. She talked Willie into writing a silent play.
She talked him into writing more. How is that a good idea?
The two of them are sitting at a desk together working on it.
Snug?
Yes, Nick?
May I ask what that key in your hand is?
It is the key to the room Willie and Robin are in.
Snug?
Yes, Thomas?
You are a genius.
I know. However, there is one problem.
What's that?
I believe Willie is trying to communicate by rapping on the door.
I'm sorry. I think Robin has rubbed off on me, and I just can't not say this.
Why would Willie want to put paper all over a door?
Nick?
Yes, Thomas?
Shut up.
Oh, thank God. Thank you.
So, he was trying to communicate by rapping up, by knocking on the door? Like some sort of code?
More so! I just have no idea what the knocks and pauses are supposed to mean.
Are you sure he's knocking and not banging his head against the door?
I don't know what he's using to knock, but the pattern keeps repeating. So yes, I'm assuming he's trying to communicate and not just trying to transfer the pain. Though being locked in a room with Robin, that is a valid reason to bang one's head.
Hey, what if Willie has a hand cramp and needs us to transcribe his new play?
So?
We could have it before he's able to put it on stage and ruin it for everyone.
In the next scene, we find our hero sitting at a large table in the middle of the field. He is holding the notes given him in the previous scene from the shadowy figure. He nervously pages through it, hoping to find the clues he's been looking for. The tension rises as the look on his face gets more excited. And then, the cat saunters in, and the rabbit looks up in surprise. The cat is now wearing the curtains she was admiring from before. I saw them in the window, and I just had to have them, she says. Suddenly, in comes the puppy, holding a violin case and a whip. Why do you have to be snakes, he says, dropping the case, revealing the weapons inside. Are you getting all this, Willie? This is gold! Can you see Mr. Whiskers playing the cat? Or is Princess Teeny a better choice to show the strong female protagonist? Oh, yes, she is. You're a strong boy, aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Now, you're going to have to give a lot of money in order to supply all these props. Anyway, Clatuverato Nick to, says the rabbit, and in comes Gort holding a bag of jelly beans.
Nick, I'm not sure how you figured out that the repeating pattern meant, get me out of here.
William was trapped in a room with Robin. I could hear her talking through the door. What else could it have meant?
Yeah, but I guess that means no new play for us.
Not necessarily, Snug.
How so?
Oh, Willie, if the Mechanicals can have the exclusive rights to the next play, you're right. Turn red in the face.
Wow, I've never seen someone turn that shade of red that quickly.
Thomas?
Yes, Snug?
Run.
Ow, for legs that short, Willie can move pretty fast.
Well, he is running on horsepower.
Robin!
Yes, Nick?
Shut up!
As our inspiration did at the end of every show, we would like to take a moment to tell you about a charity who could use your help.
Thank you, Rick. The Rescue Foundation is an organization close to our hearts as Renaissance Fair performers. Rescue is an acronym for Renaissance Entertainers Services Crafters United. Their goal is to maintain the health and medical well-being of Renaissance Fair participants, historical performances, and other artistic events. They do so through advocacy, helping participants negotiate the sometimes confusing world of medical billing, and, on occasion, through direct financial aid. As a part of their growth, they are adding educational and preventive programs such as CPR classes. Visit rescuefoundation.org to learn how you can help support them. That's Rescue, R-E-S-C-U, foundation.org. Remember, helping keep entertainers, crafters, and all of the support personnel healthy means you get to keep their entertaining genius available for yourself. So go ahead, be selfish, and help keep others healthy.
I think I ran him.
The music used in today's show was Fun in a Bottle by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under Creative Commons. See more at incompetech.com. Some sound effects used from freesound.org, also licensed under Creative Commons. William Shakespeare was played by The Sound of Silence.
Oh, hey, guys, I'm not missing anything, am I? I'm over here at Craft Services. Somebody replaced all the cookies with kale chips. I have no idea why.
The voice you've just heard was Andrew Dell after eating all the cookies. I'm Rick Tennant. Good riddance, and send me packing. I'm gonna kill you.